Learners! Ms. Tolly sort of blended into the scenery with her mousy brown hair, plain skirt and blouse, and running shoes. But she made up for her tame appearance with some strong personality quirks. Back up, learners, and give Gilly some room. Want me to take her out? Gilly asked. I've got time. Just a minute, said Ms. Tolly. Anyone here allergic to our feline friend? When no one answered, Gilly unlocked the crate. What a weird-looking cat, said Nick, wrinkling his nose. Sphinx was a little strange. A dirty cream color, she was thin with large pointy ears and hair cropped so close that from far away she looked almost bald. Nick pointed to the corner of the room, where the history teacher was eyeing the cat suspiciously. Ms. Tolly then fumbled around on her desk for her history text. Still eyeing the cat, she flipped through the book until she found what she was looking for. Then her jaw dropped. Gilly, she began. But Colin's sister had already packed up the cat and headed for the vet. Ms. Tolly then marched over to Colin and his group. Colin, I'd like you to get this message to your sister today. She scribbled something on a piece of paper and folded it in thirds. See that she contacts me immediately. As she walked back to her desk, she suddenly swiveled on her heel and said, Ancient Egypt learners, get ready for your presentation. On Thursday, the Ancient Egypt group will be taking a field trip.